Hey everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Santiago and Erica's Christian Walk.
Hey guys, how are y'all doing today?
We hope you're doing good and we hope that you are feeling and hearing from God. Today we are going to be talking about Psalm 103, how God has showed that psalm to us and how we've been thankful for His merciful and gracious love, okay? So, but before doing all that, we want to start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your love, your endlessly love, Lord. Thank you for your failing love, your gracious love, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for always being with us and always, always showing us the path, Lord. The path to salvation, the path to your love, the path to your riches, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our audience, Lord, for those people out there that have been listening to us, Lord, and those people you have allowed us to help, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for always ministering to us, Lord, through all the people and helping us minister to people through you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and thank you for your endless love.
Lord, we just ask that we would have our scripture and you would help us explain it clearly to someone that's listening today. Lord, just be with us and help us to have a good time in your word. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, as we said, it is Psalm 103.
So it's, open your Bibles.
So this psalm is a psalm of David. And I believe... I may be wrong, but I believe all the psalms are by David.
Most of them are.
Okay, well, that's something that I need to learn. But thank you.
Speaking of that, this is a podcast for people that are either beginning on their Christian road, in the middle, near the end, doing well, not doing well. It's really for anyone, but we explain our situation and our lives in Christ. Because we're new Christians. We have about 3 to 4 years each. And we just like to explain to y'all what we're learning. We'd love to learn what you're learning. And hopefully this will bless you today.
Yeah, we want to hear from you too, guys. We have a Facebook group in which you can share your ideas, your comments. And if you want prayers, you can also request some prayers from there. We want to share what God has put in our hearts and what we have learned from God during our path and with our during our marriage and all that. So Erica has been led to Psalm 103. So we are going to talk about it, go through it.
Oh, can I say one other thing before we begin?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we talked about how we're going to have Miracle Mondays. Yay, yay, yay. It's just something to break up the podcast and give you some insight into what God's doing. So just to encourage you, we're going to have miracles that happen every time that we start our podcast from the following week or weeks. And we apologize for not coming last week. We just, Santiago started his master's, which is a miracle in and of itself. So we got a little busy, but we'll try to keep coming back every week so you can listen to us. But the miracle for this week or 2 weeks has been that God has brought someone that I've been actually praying to have someone in my life I can pray for, and maybe not necessarily direct in Christianity, but just to be able to have someone to pour into, and he did that. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That is great. God is always helping us to minister to other people.
Yes.
We just have to grab those opportunities and go pray. And Erica has done it several times. And that's great. That's great.
Yeah. So Psalm 103 is a scripture given to me by my pastor, Pastor Ford, many years ago. And I never really understood why. I'd read over it. And but at this point in my walk, I've read it since 2016, and I understand a little bit more. Basically, it's a psalm of blessing the Lord and being thankful. The first verse says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let me just stop there real quick. Sometimes the soul can be the mind, the will, and the emotions is what I've learned. So blessing the Lord with your mind, your will, and your emotions. Sometimes we can get pretty down in the dumps. I know I can. But in order to bless the Lord, I feel like we have to be thanking Him for all that He is, all that He does, and all that He will do. And it says again, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Yeah, so it says, one of the things that catches my eye here is, it says, I have two versions here. One version is the one that Erica just read, and it says, all that is within me. And the other version I have, it says, all in my inmost being. So with all of you. So you have to pray. We all have to pray the Lord with our whole body, our whole mind, our whole heart. We cannot, what I think, believe me, I've done it sometimes, like, oh, that's not okay. It is like, we are thanking the Lord for something good, but in the back of your mind, it's like, aren't I great?
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, well, who did it?
Right.
Who actually did it? Did I do it, or did God made it, did it for me?
Exactly.
So we need, if we're going to praise the Lord and thank the Lord for something, it has to be with all your mind, and yes, we have to acknowledge that you couldn't have done it if God wouldn't allow you to do it.
And also, I remember somewhere in the Psalms, David danced himself naked, and I know that sounds weird, sounds strange, but he was so excited in the Lord and so happy for whatever reason. Could have been something God did, just could have been his time with the Lord, but he danced in front of the Lord and just blessed him with all that he had. So when it says bless the Lord with all that's within me or in my inmost being, we should kneel sometime if you have the ability to actually kneel on the floor and pray to God. I think that's a good thing. I think we should. And I think even times it says lay prostrate, which is just laying down on your face for God. You know, I mean, we should really do it physically, emotionally, and with our whole being when we can.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. What are His benefits? It says in 3, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases. We can just stop right there and shout hallelujah right there, because I mean, think about it. There's some things that we've done that are not pleasing to God, you know.
That's true.
Some things that are really bad, some things that are quote unquote not as bad, but God can forgive and will forgive and does forgive all of those things.
Yeah, we need to be thankful and praising the Lord for, because we're not perfect, and that's the best part of life in the Lord, that He knows we're not perfect. He knows we're going to make mistakes. Sometimes ourselves, we don't forgive ourselves for a mistake that we might have made, but the Lord does. God does forgive you. You just have to sit. I drive, everybody knows that I live in Tyler, and I work in Mesquite, and I drive every day hour 20 one way and hour 20 the other way. That's the best thing of my drive, is like, it makes me connect with God, it makes me talk to God, and those are the times like, oh Lord, yeah, I think I might have made a mistake with this, I'm so sorry, and I pray for me and pray for what my biggest problem right now is, my relationship with my mother. I feel sometimes that whatever I do, I'm not doing the exact thing to actually have a real relationship with her, and that relationship, my mom and me are always in my prayers. So I have to be thankful because God forgives me. And He knows that even though I have these iniquities and it's been a struggle, it's been bad, I'm still a child of God, and He loves me, and He is showing me the way. He is showing me how to approach, how to get to that point in which I can have a real relationship with my mother. Mm-hmm. Which is, when I say a real, it's not like I'm hugging my mom and I'm thinking, oh, because of you this happened, because of you this happened. Like, it's a real hug or something like that. And that's, to me, that's what verse 2 and 3 speaks to me. Because it's like, pledge the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. I know that God is going to help me go through the moment, and I will have a real relationship with her sometimes. And heals all your diseases. Yes. I've seen people getting healed, and I've heard of people getting healed just because God is that loving. We just have to turn to Him and say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you just said He heals all our diseases. I don't want to skip over all. There are some of us, or some of you, or whatever out there that may have a disease that's incurable. I'm here to tell you, I've seen or heard of God curing an incurable disease. So be encouraged. And it's any kind, all kinds. It says all. It doesn't say some. It doesn't say many. Doesn't say anything but all. So be encouraged today. God is willing and can heal you. Okay, verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. So many times in my life I can think of, well, I was dating this one person. If I had kept dating them, my life would have been completely different from what it is now, in a bad way. Or just say, for instance, alcohol. If I had continued along the path of drinking alcohol, I believe it would have gotten worse and worse. Anything that is destruction in your life, God is willing to redeem, which is means to buy back, buy you back from those problems, those destructions, those sins that are binding you and that are not allowing you to live your fullest life in the Lord.
Yeah, it's like taking you out of that problem. Taking you out of that situation. That's how He redeems you. He takes you out. But it takes to actually wanting to be taken out, wanting to be away from those problems. I know, I mean, I'm not here to judge anybody, and I've done it myself several times, whatever it is. It is sometimes like, oh, Bob, but I'm having so much fun with this. Why am I going to stop doing it? But yeah, we need to want to stop.
Yes.
If we don't do it, God won't crown us with love and compassion, which is the second part of that verse, which He will give us our position in heaven. He will love us as he always has. But I believe that this part of the verse says that once you have been redeemed, once you have been taken out of that situation, and you start praising the Lord, you start thanking Him and putting Him first, you will see things happening even better for you. Mm-hmm. Life will be better. Your time will be better. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it says to me, and that's what I've seen happening in my own life.
It's like putting God first, and we just heard a message about this, is what God wants you to do, and how He's going to bless you is when you do put Him first. And that's so hard because we have so many things coming at us for our attention, like work, school, family, friends, whatever it may be, our flesh, you know, trying to want to eat more, drink more, whatever it may be. But I think that once we put Him first, it's really going to flow, like you said.
Yeah. Verse 5 kind of rolls in, or verse 4 kind of rolls in with verse 5, and it says, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So as long as you have a kind heart, you really repented and you're looking at the Lord and putting the Lord first, whatever whatever you think it's good to you will be good to you.
Amen.
And remember that when we say good to you, it's something that is good in the Lord's eyes. It's not like, well, I think this is good to me, but if it's not good in the Lord's eyes, and also if it's not something that the Lord has for you, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I can think of a lot of examples. Sorry, were you like a certain job that I might have wanted, or a certain person that I wanted in my life. Yeah, it might have been good, but it might not have been the best. And I believe God gave me the best in Santiago, and I'm thankful for that. And so I just thought of the verse, Psalm 37:4, it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And not saying that I'm all great or he's all great, and we're both sinners and have issues, but I believe that what it says is true. If you give yourself and your affections to the Lord, he's going to give you what you desire. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read the next verse. 6, Psalm 103:6. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And I think about maybe there's a king or some ruler, you know, that oppresses the people. And that's the example. And it may not be exactly what's going on. But anyways, like someone that thinks that they have all power, and someone that is underneath their rule that's not getting what they need. Or say there's a servant who's got a wicked master. Well, God's going to be the one to execute the righteousness and judgment for that person. And you may be in a situation now where you're in the country where there's nothing. Like, for instance, in Venezuela, I'm sure you could say this better than I can, Santiago, but there's not the ruler that would be kind to the people and be loving and be caring about them. So they're struggling. They're really struggling because of that fact. But I believe in the end, if the people turn towards the Lord and if they're loving the Lord, they're going to have righteousness and judgment for themselves.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better myself. So I will just add to that, that whatever situation you're going through, that's not what God wants for you. God wants you to be victorious.
Yes.
Victorious in God.
Mm-hmm.
And with God. So he will work his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And he will give you justice, whatever
yes.
your situation
yes.
is.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to add that to
that brings me to a verse that I don't know where it is, but I can look it up. It's talking about God will repay, and he's the one that's going to take vengeance. So when we're in the process of, like you're saying, forgiving your mom, me forgiving my dad, whoever it may be, it is a process. But just know in the process that God is going to do the one to repay. It's not our job to keep an angry heart and to try to repay that person, because God is supposed to be the one that does that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so to kind of demonstrate how God works, David comes and starts saying, so he says, the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. And then he comes to say an example how his righteousness, God's righteousness and justice is, works for the oppressed, is he made known his way to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. So he told Moses, I will take him out of Egypt and bring them to the promised land. We already know what they have, trouble, and they have all this situation. But then it says, David continued to say, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. So to me, it's part of the same example that he made known his way to Moses. So, and he was slow to anger. He didn't get fed up with the people of Israel when they wouldn't listen to him, when they would complain all the time. If this is God's will, when are we gonna get there? God did not. God did not get fed up with them. However, he went and was like, okay, you want food? Here's the manna. You want this? Here's it is. And he was slow to anger, and he expressed his love through all the situation. Yes, people, Israel, spent so many time in the wilderness trying to get to the promised land. A lot of people unfortunately died, but it was not because of God, because God was telling them, okay, people, this is what I want you to do. And then they kept doing something else. I want you to do this, and they did something else. I want you to do this, and I... However, he was always like, okay, he could have been like, okay, you guys are not listening. So you know what? Everybody's going to go back to Egypt, and I'm going to let the Egyptians come get you. He could have done that. However, he didn't. And at the end, the Israelites... Well, Israelites, that's
it? Israelites,
thank you. Finally made it to the promised land as God told Moses and he intended it the first time.
Right, right. Very good explanation there. I would add to though, even though God is slow to anger, I can tell you in my own life, he will unleash his anger at some point if you don't turn to him. And I can tell you because I went from partying, drinking, sleeping around to a life of like nothing, not a good job, not enough money, living at my parents' house. Do I need to say more? I mean, come on. But that was my fault, you know, and God was gracious to help me get out of that because of his Holy Spirit and helping me learn the way. And I say that because not everybody got to go in the promised land, you know, because like Moses died before, and then Joshua and Caleb were the ones that were saying, hey, this is a great land, we can do this. And the rest of the people were like, there's giants in the land, there's no way we can conquer this land. So they believed God, the Joshua and Caleb and maybe a few other people, they believed that this was the place, we can do this, it's going to take a fight, but we can do it. And I think that's what he wants us to do in this whole situation, is believe God and bless him for the things he's going to do. Not to have unbelief and doubt. But anyways, that's a different story. You want me to read verse 9? Okay, number 9, 103 and 9. He will not always chide, which means he will not always, accuse. He was, essentially was showing me accuse. Accuse or get onto someone. Neither will he keep his anger forever. So, God is a God who... Yes, he has anger, but he's slow to anger. He's not going to pop off the first time you do something wrong. And then he, at some points in our life, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, Santiago, or anybody else, but you feel like, gosh, I'm doing the wrong thing. Man, I'm doing the wrong thing. Is there anything that I'm doing right? But to me, it's saying that he will not, you know, keep on disciplining you over and over and over again to kind of abuse you. No, he knows when you get the point, and he's a good God, and so he won't continue to discipline you if you're ready for the next step and if he knows that you're able to handle it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, verse 10 says, he does not treat us as our sins deserve, mm-hmm. or repay us according to our iniquities.
Right.
If I have learned something from the Bible and from God, is that the only way to pay for sins is by being dead.
Right.
So he does, whenever we made a mistake, sin or something, the only way we could, I mean, if God wasn't as loving as he is, we would die immediately. Right. Boom, you're dead. However, he sometimes lets you go through the way, through the path you want to go. It's like, you're going to go that way? Okay, go ahead. And things are going to happen, not because God wants those things to happen to you, but you decide to take that path. So, he doesn't treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. He just let us, okay, remember that we have free will, mm-hmm. and sometimes he actually let us use our free will. Mm-hmm. It's like, and our free will is, am I going to continue to do this or am I going to start following God and listening to those people who are ministering to me, mm-hmm. and okay, yeah, I'm going to accept God, I'm going to accept God's ideas and go with God, or I'm going to go through that path. Yeah, so sometimes I think it's better, even if you don't think that listening to God is the best idea, I think it's even better to go and have whatever happened to you through that path than just being dead. Because yeah, if we die and we don't have God in our hearts and we have repent, mm-hmm. we're not going to enjoy heaven. So I think it's awesome that he actually let us realize for ourselves how bad our sins are.
Yeah, he's patient, and thank goodness, right? I mean, something else I was going to say, he's not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. I think at 1 Corinthians 13, God is a God of love, and it explains what love is in that chapter, the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, how he's patient and kind, and just, it goes on, and you can look it up if you'd like to. 11 says, Psalm 103:11, for as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. And we praise you, Lord, for that, because, man, we have a lot of things that we do wrong. I mean, it might just be off a tad bit. That doesn't matter. It's still wrong. Or maybe off, way off course, still wrong. But, or, you know, there's some things we're doing right, which is great, but we need mercy. Mercy is withholding judgment. So there's things that we've done that we need God to be bigger than that. And he is. It says, as high as the heaven is above the earth. Do you even know how high that is? I mean, there's probably millions at least, maybe billions of miles that the heavens go up. So that's really awesome. And I'm just going to go ahead and read the next verse because it goes along with it. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So once we repent and ask and say, God, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I need your help. God separates it. Now, east from west, does it meet? Is there ever a distance that you can name that east is from the west?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think so either. So basically, it's removed from us. So we thank you.
Yeah, so verse 13 says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. So as a father loves and wants the best for his children, God loves us and wants the best for us. And this is everybody. This is not just somebody, that's everybody. Everybody is loved by God, whether they acknowledge that God is there for them or not. God is there, and he loves us all, and he wants everything. He wants only good things for us.
Right.
It is us that are like, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go do my own thing and forget about all of this.
Right.
But yeah, that's the way it is.
Exactly. 14 says, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. In the Bible it says, from dust you came, and dust you will return. And Adam was formed from the dust, out of the Spirit of God breathing into him. So basically, we are nothing without God. We started out as dust, we're going to end up as dust. We have the Spirit that he gave us, but thankfully, he remembers that we're dust. So He's got compassion on you. Don't feel like you've done something so wrong that you can't be forgiven. He remembers that we forget sometimes. We put him on the back burner. We don't choose the right thing. But thankfully, he remembers that we are made from dust and we don't have everything we need sometimes to make the right decision.
Yeah, so we just have to acknowledge God and praise him, thank him for all the things He's done for in our lives. So, 15, 16, 17, they're just, I'm going to read them real quick, but they're talking about how our life is, how I mean, one day we can be here, but the next day we cannot. So it says, the life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. So one day we're here, the next day we're not. And if we haven't put our names in the book of life, nobody's going to remember whatever we didn't do. So, and one of the things that we need to put God first is because God will remember what we did, and whenever we get to heaven, He will remember it. He was like, okay, come here, my child. All right, so it continues to go, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children. So God will remember everything you've done correctly. Yes. And He, this is why it seems it's going to happen, that our children and our family are going to be blessed.
Yes.
By God. That doesn't mean that since my dad is doing something good, I'm not going to do anything good because I'm being blessed. By association. No, it means you're going to receive the blessings that you're going to get, but still you need to keep doing good and keep being a faithful child. It keeps saying that with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. So we need to follow His precepts. We need to love God and show love. If we think about it, there's one big thing that God wants us to do, which is to have Him first and share His love with everybody. As long as we're doing that, we are being covered by God's love. And there's no way you can share God's love by doing something wrong. Because if you are, then that's not what you should be doing.
Yeah, those are the two greatest commandments. Somebody came up to Jesus, I can't remember who it was, sorry, but he said, what are the greatest commandments? And he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. I kind of paraphrased it, sorry, but that's what it was saying. So, first of all, we have to love God, we've got to love ourselves enough to love someone else, but those are the two greatest commandments that Jesus said, so... All right, would you like me to read 19?
Okay. Yeah.
The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. I'm going to go to 20. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. 21. Bless the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of His, that do His pleasure. And I'm going to keep on going to the end. Bless the Lord, all His works and places, all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I think it's kind of like a poem because it started out with bless the Lord, oh my soul, and ends with bless the Lord, oh my soul. But angels are in heaven. We have angels for all of us. I think that believe. I don't know. I'm not quite sure if unbelievers have angels, but maybe they do. I don't know. But the angels always do what Jesus said. Wouldn't that be great if we could just always do what He says every time? But they're there. They say, what do you want me to do? They do it. Now, there's some that fell, of course, Satan and his angels or whatever. But the ones that are there for the Lord are always doing what He says. And so it says, you know, hearkening to the voice of His word. That's I was just going to bring that up. I don't know what that had to do with anything. But in the end, it's basically saying, okay, we started out with bless the Lord, oh my soul, and we're going to end with it because it all comes to us. What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? And those are things that we have to ask ourselves, and God has to give us strength, wisdom, and power to do those things. And I believe reading His word is one thing that's going to help us do those things, to understand what we need to do and how we can do it. And also the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is something that is a helper. It says in there that he's a helper, a comforter, and reminds us of everything that he taught us. So I'm just going to end on that note. Sorry we're taking so long today, but if you're wondering, you know, how do I get to do better? How do I start blessing the Lord? Well, I'll say my own life, I started being more thankful. You know, you can write a list of maybe 5 things that you're thankful for and thank God for them every day. It's just a simple exercise. But if you just don't feel, also a little off the tangent here, but if you don't feel like you can do what God's asking you to do, ask for his Holy Spirit to help you, because that will do it for you.
So. Yeah. I just have to add that we need to be thankful and praise the Lord with all our body, heart, mind, and with everything we got.
Yeah, you're right. Everything we got.
Alright, thank you guys for listening, and then again, if you need prayer, just don't hesitate to let us know. We will pray for you. If you want to be on the podcast, on one episode with us, you're more than welcome. We are open to talk and share with you guys, because the more you learn and the more we learn, the more we discuss, the more we learn, and we are growing, and we just want to keep growing.
Yes, and remember Miracle Mondays. If you have a miracle you heard about Saul have in your life, we'd love to announce that on the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we are going to close with a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, we just thank you, God, that you are worthy to be blessed. You are worthy for us to put you first. God, we don't know what we do without you. You are everything that is good, and we just ask that you show us more and more of yourself this week, God, and how good you are, and how we need to turn to you, Lord. We thank you for this time, in Jesus' name.
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for using us, Lord, to help all those people out there that need you, Lord. Thank you for talking and speaking through us, Lord, to those people who are still probably doubting or doing this or doing that, that are not good in your sight, Lord. So thank you for all those people. Thank you for our listeners, Lord, and we pray that you give them a great week this week, Lord, and that you are with them, you're blessing them, you're listening to their prayers, Lord, and you're showing them the path they need to go through, Lord. If there's anybody, whatever situation they're going through, Lord, I pray that you are in their hearts, and pray that you are with them, Lord, right there, helping them, blessing them, and showing them the right way to go, Lord. Lord, if there's somebody out there that needs someone else besides this podcast, Lord, we pray that you find someone, Lord, that minister to them, that help them, Lord, that show them the right path, show them the right scripture, show them the right words, Lord, words that come from you, Lord, and you help them get out of that situation. You redeem them, Lord. You take them out of that situation, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Erica, such a godly woman she is, Lord, and thank you for this Psalm 103 that you spoke to us, and you help us speak to other people, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you. Have a great week, guys, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.